Chapter 15. Beauty, Enhancing Your Visible Health and Vitality. Want to look and feel younger? Cutting-edge technology can rejuvenate your body, skin, and hair in ways that once seemed unimaginable. If I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Ubi Blake. Can you remember a time when you returned from a vacation feeling well-rested and happy with a visible glow? You noticed it, and everyone else did too, didn't they? Or the last time you came in from an invigorating run, a revitalizing yoga class, or an exhilarating day of skiing? Your cheeks were flushed with good health, your eyes were bright and clear and alert. It felt like you could tackle the world, and you probably could. The point is, your external appearance isn't superficial, after all. It's a reflection of your inner health and vitality. For example, skin, which accounts for about 15% of your weight, is the biggest organ in the body, and the quality of your skin reveals the quality of your internal systems. Redness, puffiness, and other visible problems serve as red flags, warning you that something is wrong with your diet, medications, or autoimmune system. In other words, your overall well-being is reflected right there on the surface of your skin. Think of it as the canary in the coal mine of your body. If you're dehydrated, it also shows in your skin. When you've slept badly or have consumed too much alcohol or unhealthy food, you wear that too. And you know it, even as you try to cover it up with sunglasses or a baseball hat. We might be able to hide our habits, but they reveal themselves in the way we look. That includes psychological wellness, especially stress. Can I ask you a personal question? When you stand in front of the mirror, how do you feel? Do you like the way you look? Do you love yourself unconditionally in all of your glorious imperfection? Or do you sometimes look at yourself with concern, upset, or even dismayed about the subtle and not so subtle side effects of time on your body? Some people feel their muscle tone has softened or their waistline has expanded. Others notice that their hair has thinned, exposing areas of their scalp that had never previously been viewed by humankind. Or maybe their face has become more wrinkled, a living testament to decades of sunshine and laughter. Sooner or later, we all experience these moments when time seems to be catching up on us. It's a natural part of growing older and wiser, right? Anyway, we all know that our appearance isn't the real measure of our worth. It's your heart and soul that truly make you beautiful. But whether we admit it or not, most of us care a good deal about our appearance as well. It's not just a matter of vanity or social conditioning, although that's obviously part of it. It's also a question of survival. From an evolutionary standpoint, humans are hardwired to assess the appeal of potential mates, appraising their looks for physical clues about their health and status. Appearances matter in the workplace, too. Researchers who study the effects of the so-called beauty bias or beauty premium have documented a correlation between attractiveness and career success. A 2019 article in the Harvard Business Review sums it up like this. Physically attractive individuals are more likely to be interviewed for jobs and hired. They are more likely to advance rapidly in their careers through frequent promotions, and they earn higher wages than unattractive individuals. It isn't fair, and it isn't always true, but this research suggests that it literally pays to look your best. Imagine that two people are interviewing for the same job. One has radiant hair, glowing skin, gleaming teeth, and body weight proportionate to their height. The other has limp hair, gaunt cheeks, and darkly circled eyes. Basically, the second applicant looks halfway recovered from a bender. All other things being equal, who do you think will land the job? You and I both know that what really matters is qualities like intelligence, communication skills, leadership abilities, work ethic, and passion. But the thing that's not equal, your appearance, can sometimes tip the scales. A better reason to care about how you look is that it can strongly affect how you feel about yourself. You radiate confidence when you look and feel your best. That sense of physical well-being is the serotonin of self-esteem. I'm not arguing that you should obsess about your appearance, since there are so many things that matter more, But why wouldn't you want to look your best as much as possible, so you can relish that vibrant sense of well-being on every level, both inside and out? The good news is that looking great doesn't require you to spend your life savings on the type of dramatically invasive interventions that we tend to associate with movie stars of a certain age. Instead, what we're talking about here are breakthrough technologies that turn back time in surprisingly gentle, kind, and natural ways, yet also turn out to be incredibly effective. As you'll discover in this chapter, beauty-related technology is advancing so rapidly that it's now possible to grow new hair at any age without drugs and their side effects through plant regimens and cellular regeneration. Dramatically rejuvenate your skin with products customized specifically for you, taking into account your DNA, the bacteria on your face, your lifestyle, and environmental factors like the weather conditions and pollution levels in your neighborhood. Melt away unwanted body fat in minutes using radio frequency, and then use ultrasound waves to fix the excess skin that's left behind. Control your weight with the help of a non-chemical FDA-cleared appetite suppressant that's entirely natural, so it's not even classified as a drug. This comes at a time when over 70% of adults in the U.S. are overweight and 39% are obese, a reminder that our appearance and our health are inextricably linked. Of course, the rich and famous have always had access to the most sophisticated beauty treatments and technologies. Believe me, it's not just a genetic miracle when celebrities look decades younger than their biological age. I've seen friends of mine emerge from the most exclusive spas and cosmetic surgeries looking like they'd just bathed in the fountain of youth. But what's exciting about the innovations we're going to discuss is that they're increasingly accessible and affordable for the average person. You don't have to be a movie star in Beverly Hills to experience cellular-level skin rejuvenation or fat-burning therapies. You don't have to be a millionaire to buy restorative hair and skincare products designed exclusively for you. They're readily available, part of a new movement toward what's known as mass personalization. Here's the catch. You need reliable information to benefit from this explosion of technological innovation, because there are so many options to choose from, and the results often fail to live up to the hype. So we're going to take you on a short and extremely selective tour of the beauty landscape, introducing you to a few remarkable breakthroughs that truly deserve your attention. All is not lost. How to restore your lustrous hair. To lose confidence in one's body is to lose confidence in oneself. Simone de Beauvoir. Did you know that the average person loses 50 to 100 hairs a day as part of the normal cycle of hair growth? That's not a problem unless the follicle starts to grow a thinner hair in its place, becoming smaller and wispier in each cycle. In case you're in the mood for a brief science lesson, nope. Here's how the healthy cycle of hair growth works in four easy steps. Each hair passes through four stages. Every hair on your head is at a different stage of the growth cycle. Over time, the length of the anagen stage decreases, and the hair comes in weaker and thinner until it's gone, at least to the naked eye. What causes hair loss? The biggest culprits are aging and genetics, but there are other contributing factors, including stress, diet, various illnesses and autoimmune disorders, medications, and treatments that damage the scalp. By age 50, about 85% of men and 50% of women have experienced significant hair loss. In 2020, Ricki Lake, the actress who found fame as the star of the original non-musical movie Hairspray, revealed her own struggle with hair loss, as did Massachusetts Representative Ayanna Pressley. In the U.S. alone, about 30 million women suffer from noticeable hereditary hair loss, compared with 50 million men. Fortunately, there's never been a better time to find safe, effective, and affordable ways to reverse hair loss. That's a tremendous relief for folks like Beth Ann Corso. A few years ago, when she was 62, this Connecticut mother of three grown children noticed that her hair was thinning. Not a little, but a lot. She tried pulling it up in ways that might hide the wispy places, but it was no use. Her scalp was becoming visible at her temples and on the crown of her head. Beth Ann suspected that her hair loss had its origin in stress, and with good reason. Her then-husband had been convicted of white-collar crime, caught stealing $5 million from his accounting clients. And in the process of the highly publicized legal case, she learned that he had a second life and a second relationship in Las Vegas, where he'd racked up significant debt. Beth Ann knew that she had to find a way to turn stress into healing. Through Facebook, she found a small group of women whose spouses had been convicted of similar crimes, and she set off on a cross-country driving adventure to visit 15 of them. She calls the experience life-changing, infusing her with a new sense of courage and self-worth. It didn't stop her hair falling out, but when she got back home, it gave her the psychological boost to do something about it. Like many of us, Beth Ann didn't want to flood her body with chemicals, so she ruled out treatments using minoxidil, the active ingredient in Rogaine, and finasteride, which was originally sold under the brand name Propecia and is now used in products like Keeps and Hims. Finasteride is FDA-approved for men with thinning hair. It's also used by many women, but is recommended only for those past childbearing age because it's been linked to birth defects. Truth be told, there can be some pretty unpleasant side effects for men, too, including impotence and loss of libido. One man told me, "You have hair, but you don't care." Then Beth Ann read about Harklinikan, whose hair loss clinics have gained a devoted following among European royalty and Hollywood celebrities. The company's Danish founder, Lars Skuth, has spent decades working with plant extracts and products made from cow's milk, combining these natural ingredients to create his own line of shampoos, conditioners, and night serums, all of which are customized for each client. The result? As Beth Ann learned, Harklinikan clients routinely saw a 30-60% increase in the volume of their hair based on the company's precise measurements of hair mass and the quantity and diameter of hair in the treated areas. She saw similar results. Her reddish-blonde hair now falls full and fluffy to her shoulders, a striking contrast to photos from her cross-country trip when her hair lay limp against her head. I remember being shocked seeing her after she'd experienced approximately a 50% increase in the volume of her hair. She was beautiful and had such a youthful, vibrant, and joyful glow about her that I would have sworn that she was at least a decade younger than the 62 years old she claimed to be. Sunny Grinnell, a former beauty director at Vanity Fair, had a similarly striking experience. After surgery for a medical condition, she was alarmed to find herself losing her hair, which had been long and thick her entire life. Sunny was so ecstatic that Harklinikan restored her hair, and as she puts it, gave her back her mojo, that she agreed to appear in a video featuring her before and after photos. Other Harklinikan clients in the video included a young blonde woman in her 20s, with portions of her head nearly completely bald. Seeing her hair restored to its former thickness and vibrancy without surgery was truly moving, not to mention the impact it had on all these individuals' lives. We sometimes forget that hair loss and even balding can happen to people when they're really young like this, possibly due to stress or chemicals in the environment. Whatever the reasons, I can't tell you how touching it is to meet these clients and see how happy they are to walk into a room with renewed confidence instead of worrying that everyone will notice their thinning hair. The Harklinikan founder knows a thing or two about this anxiety himself. In his early 20s, Skuth had a scalp condition that required many visits to a dermatologist, and he began to lose hair because of it. He was able to reverse the condition, but that experience left him with an enduring desire to help others who are unhappy about their hair loss. "It's a massive attack on your self-image when you lose your hair," he says. "It's like losing an organ you took for granted, and then suddenly it's under brutal attack, and you find yourself in this hopeless situation and desperate for help." Lars gave up his dream of becoming a pilot to pursue his new passion, which led him to earn a master's degree in nutrition and biochemistry. He launched his first hair loss clinic in Copenhagen in 1992, and now has locations in Germany, Iceland, and Dubai, as well as Los Angeles and Tampa. Most recently, he launched a U.S. flagship clinic in New York City. Harklinikan also offers online consultations for a nominal fee over FaceTime and Skype. Located in a loft overlooking Fifth Avenue, the New York clinic feels more like an apartment or a cooking school than a treatment center for hair loss. An elevator opens directly into the clinic's kitchen, where a marble center island with bar stools is surrounded by two walls of shelves and cabinets lined with bottles of products. On the countertop next to the sink, a row of beakers filled with different colored liquids might as well contain salad dressings. Consultations with clients take place at a long wooden table with 10 chairs, beneath a modern chandelier shooting off bulbs like a molecule. An adjacent seating area is decorated with a sofa and chairs, soft lighting, black and white photography. It's the embodiment of hygge, that Danish concept of cozy living. It's no accident that the atmosphere is so warm and inviting. I think getting your hair back has much less to do with vanity than with life quality, says Lars. There are a lot of people for whom hair means more than just tissue on your head, and they're surprised how much of an emotional reaction they have to it. For many women who come in, can you say they're vain just because they want hair, or that they're afraid to be looked at as if they're ill? Lars estimates that women account for 80% of his practice. When it comes to hair loss, women are typically more willing to seek help than men, who tend to believe that balding is just part of life. Still, I know loads of men who are horrified by their headlong descent into baldness. Take Andre Agassi, a friend and former client of mine, who's one of the best tennis players of all time. Andre felt so self-conscious when he started going bald at 19 that he opted briefly to wear a big shaggy wig on the court. In his memoir, he confided that he probably lost the 1990 French Open because he was so worried that his wig would fall off, exposing his hair loss to the world. A few years ago, I noticed that my own hair was thinning too. Nothing dramatic, just a small spot on the left and right temples and a little on the crown of my head. Luckily, people had to be really tall to see what was going on up there. But I'm not someone who waits passively for things to get worse, and I enjoy finding high-quality solutions that I can share with others to improve their lives. When I discovered Harklinikan, I was amazed at how easy the process of restoring hair can be. Lars's treatment regimen starts with a consultation to determine the extent of hair loss. He measures the density of hair in different parts of the scalp and tries to identify the reason why it's thinning. He believes that the problems of hereditary hair loss can be transformed by rejuvenations through changes in your environment and habits, including a reduction of stress, and with the right mix of root plant extracts and proteins, fatty acids, and cow's milk. A few of his favorite ingredients include extract of whey, marigold, and burdock root. Each of his clients is given a mix that's formulated specifically to suit their own needs. But the goal is always the same, to revitalize the follicle, which is literally the root of hair health. For me, the results were amazing. Instead of losing hair as I age, I'm regaining it. In fact, Harklinikan's measurements show that I have 40% more volume of hair, and it's thicker than it was. And all it takes is rubbing a few natural ingredients onto my scalp before bed each night and using Lars's customized shampoo whenever I shower. What could be easier? For Beth Ann Corso, Harklinikan's magic potions have been a godsend. All she has to do to keep revitalizing her hair is continue using the company's shampoo, conditioner, and serum indefinitely as an ongoing part of her hair rituals. If she stops, she risks losing her hair again. Her maintenance cost is about $100 a month. I know plenty of people who'd prefer to keep the money and lose their hair. Still, $100 a month is a far cry from, say, $15,000 or more for hair replacement surgery. Beth Ann says it's been worth every cent. I don't live the lavish life, no massages or spa treatments, and I even cut my own hair. But I'd pay for these products over food on the table, she laughs. I don't mean it to sound superficial because your looks aren't who you are, but when you look better, you feel confident, and you feel better about yourself facing the world and trying new things. I have a confidence I didn't have before. How stem cells can rejuvenate your hair. The dogma was that you were born with the total number of hair follicles that you were ever going to have. Their loss was considered permanent. Now, we know it's not. Dr. George Kotsarelis, co-founder of Follica. What I love about Hark Liniken's plant-based approach to hair restoration is that it's so simple, low-key, and non-invasive. In a sense, it's the opposite of surgical hair transplants, which are not only expensive, but can be painful, and if you're unlucky, can cause infections and scarring. In many cases, people also fail to warn you that the benefits of surgery may well be impermanent. But we're also starting to see unbelievable breakthroughs from scientists who are tackling the problem of hair loss from an entirely different direction. Their mission? To harness the power of stem cells to repair and stimulate the scalp so your hair can grow back again. As we've discussed in previous chapters, stem cells derived from amniotic fluid and placentas that might otherwise be thrown away are revolutionizing the way we treat and heal our bodies, making it possible to replace and rejuvenate all sorts of damaged tissue, a biological magic trick. This concept of cellular regeneration can also be applied to restore your youthful beauty. This is where things get especially interesting and competitive. Right now, at least 10 companies are locked in a global race to prove that they've found the best scientific solution for growing hair. Labs in Japan, Sweden, France, the UK, and the US are all jockeying to finish first in clinical trials so they can hit the market as soon as possible. Several are getting close. One of the frontrunners is Tissues, which has developed a proprietary smart hair transplant technology. The process involves extracting 30 hair follicles from the back of the scalp and multiplying them to create 10,000 neopapillae, which are then injected back into the scalp. Neopapillae are hair-promoting cells that can grow new hair follicles and rejuvenate weakened ones. Tissues has been licensed to J. Hewitt, a regenerative medicine company in Japan. That's an advantage because Japanese regulations offer fast-track approval for stem cell technologies. Another trailblazer in this race is a Boston-based biotechnology company, Follica. It's developed a process that uses a proprietary skin disruption device to create micro-wounds on the scalp during a series of short, office-based treatments. Sounds brutal, right? In fact, the healing process creates a precious embryonic window of opportunity for new follicles to grow out of the epithelial surface lining stem cells. The idea of using abrasions to stimulate the skin isn't new. What is new is Follica's approach of introducing a topical compound during that window of opportunity so the cells are persuaded to form hair instead of forming epidermis. That's right. The tech wizards at Follica have figured out a way to influence a stem cell on your scalp so that it makes the decision to become a cell that grows new hair. This regenerative effect, which is called hair follicle neogenesis, originated in the research lab of Follica's co-founder, Dr. George Kotsarelis, who is chair of the dermatology department at the University of Pennsylvania. As he declares on the company's website, "The dogma was that you were born with the total number of hair follicles that you were ever going to have. Their loss was considered permanent. Now, we know it's not." In 2019, Follica reported the results of a pivotal trial, which showed an astounding 44% improvement of visible hair count after 3 months of treatment. The company points out that there are currently two approved drugs in this field which offer a modest 12% improvement of visible hair count. In other words, Follica's technology promises a huge leap forward, not a minor incremental advance. The next step? To demonstrate in the critical phase 3 stage of clinical trials that its groundbreaking treatment for hair loss works effectively on a larger scale. A slew of other companies are in hot pursuit of the same prize, and it's still anyone's guess who'll win. For example, Replicell is working with beauty giant Shiseido on a treatment that cultures a person's own follicle cells, creating millions that can be implanted around the head. BioSplice Therapeutics, whose extraordinary work on cancer and other diseases we discussed earlier in Chapter 9, is developing a topical solution to activate the Wnt pathway to pass signals through surface receptors, signaling the growth phase of the hair cell. L'Oreal is a key player, too. It's collaborating with the bioprinting company, Poietes, on 3D printing hair follicle organoids in a dish. What does that mean? In essence, it means that L'Oreal is moving us one step closer to the holy grail of hair cloning. If you're a little lost, I get it. All of this sounds a lot like an adult episode of Bill Nye the Science Guy, but here's the bottom line. If your hair is thinning, you're already living in the greatest moment ever to do something about it, and the next few years will be infinitely better. What about your skin? Nature gives you the face you have at 20. It is up to you to merit the face you have at 50. Coco Chanel. The beauty-related applications of cellular regeneration won't stop there. After all, if stem cells can be used to grow new hair, why can't they also be used to rejuvenate your skin? Sure enough, this is already happening at anti-aging medical spas like the Beverly Hills Rejuvenation Center, which boasts about 50 locations across the U.S. Its co-owner, Dan Holtz, is often hailed in the media as a wellness expert to the stars because he's helped folks like Superman, Dean Cain, with his knees and Miss USA, Allie Landry, with her back pain. These days, Holtz is fascinated by the regenerative power of stem cells derived from umbilical cords. Cord blood has a high concentration of mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, which are used for regrowth and all kinds of tissue repair. The connective tissue of umbilical cords, rich with MSCs, is called Wharton's jelly. That may sound like something you'd spread on a slice of toast, but it's now prized as a potent substance that can be injected throughout the body to heal injuries. When you have cells from a newborn, those very, very young growth factors, that's as youthful and good as it gets, says Holtz. It can be used in regenerative joint and tissue repair, but there are also opportunities to use those growth factors in facial rejuvenation, hair restoration, overall skin rejuvenation. Holtz was so intrigued that he tried a Wharton's jelly facial on himself, and he liked the results so much that he was determined to offer this innovative therapy to the public. As you can imagine, there's white-hot interest within the beauty industry in developing anti-aging rejuvenation therapies like this. It helps that the FDA is eager to encourage innovation that pushes the boundaries of what we know, so it's made the approval process relatively easy. In 2016, as part of the 21st Century Cures Act, the FDA offered a shortcut for drugs and devices that are classified as Regenerative Medicine Advanced Therapy, RMAT. Human cell and tissue-based products are considered RMATs, so they don't require pre-market authorization. Bottom line, folks like Holtz who are working on regeneration gained an easy pass to approval. Landry, who became a successful actor after winning the Miss USA title in 1996, shares Holtz's openness to new treatments. She'd already received injections of Wharton's jelly in her back and was thrilled to find herself free of the pain that had plagued her ever since an accident 2 decades earlier. So Holtz invited her to try a Wharton's jelly facial, which would entail having these growth factors injected in her face. Landry was game. These mesenchymal cells, they're like little missiles that go where you need them to go to tackle inflammation, she says. I don't mind being a guinea pig. I like experimenting. Let's go for it and share the information. The procedure was filmed for a TV show, The Doctors, and Landry came on afterward to discuss the experience, armed with before and after pictures. Her verdict? When I first saw the picture side by side, I was shocked. I didn't know everything was drooping, the jowls and eyelids and the pores enlarging. I don't know about you, but I suspect that she didn't look too shabby even before those stem cell injections. But Landry has no doubt that the treatment had a positive impact. She raves, "I couldn't believe the results we got, the years we knocked off." But what if you don't fancy the idea of having stem cells injected into your face? Well, there are plenty of other cutting-edge therapies to revitalize your skin. As we discussed in our diet and lifestyle chapter, cryotherapy is a powerful tool for tackling inflammation that, left unchecked, can turn into a devil's playground for pain and swelling. Imagine applying the same principle to rejuvenate the skin on your face. Cryofacials work like this. You recline with protective glasses, and a practitioner stands over you with a handheld wand. It blows a beam of vaporized liquid nitrogen slowly around your face and neck. The blast causes blood vessels to constrict, tightening enlarged pores, reducing puffiness and exfoliating the outer layer of dead skin cells. When it's over, the rush of returning blood flow delivers a surge of nutrients and flushes out all sorts of unwelcome stuff, including environmental toxins and bacteria. The regenerative effects come from the emergency message that kicks the natural functions of cells into high gear, boosting the production of collagen, a protein layer of the skin that breaks down over time due to aging and sun damage. Friends of mine who have tried it tell me that a cryofacial is a much more pleasant experience than it sounds. The cold is apparently no worse than a bracing ride on a chairlift in a ski resort, and you emerge with a smoother complexion, reduced pigmentation, and a red-cheeked glow. People who like these results tend to get cryofacials regularly, the way some folks go for manicures or pedicures, and the cost is about the same. Another popular option is to use lights to combat the effects of aging on the skin. Lasers, which deliver a small focus of high-intensity light, are brilliant for minimizing all kinds of skin damage from wrinkles and pigmentation to scars, veins, and precancerous growths. And the variety and specialization of lasers keep getting better. Dr. Ellen Marmer has no fewer than 40 different lasers, and she wields them like an artist. For example, she uses Fraxel for fine lines around her patients' eyes and PIQ04 for brown spots on their hands and faces. Before opening Marmer Medical in New York, she was the first female chief of dermatologic surgery at Mount Sinai Hospital. Since then, she's become a media darling on programs like Good Morning America and The Today Show because she has a gift for explaining complex science while also delivering common sense advice about sunscreen. As a skin cancer survivor herself, she knows her subject from every angle. When she became one of Marmer's patients, Lauren Quinn was wrestling with the aftermath of skin cancer, which had been diagnosed when she was only 38 years old. The surgery had left Quinn with a significant hole on the bridge of her nose, 170 stitches, and a substantial graft using skin removed from her forehead. "I looked like a monster," she says. "I looked horrific." After 8 more surgeries, Quinn was remarkably mended, but she still had to keep a close watch for new growths. When a small precancerous spot appeared, Marmer treated it with photodynamic therapy, which combines light energy with a drug. She also gave Quinn a take-home LED device, a technology that delivers varying wavelengths of light to penetrate the skin at different levels. LEDs, light-emitting diodes, have been shown to help significantly in healing wounds, reducing pain and inflammation, improving acne and rosacea, softening scars, increasing blood flow and oxygenation, and relieving pain. Quinn's LED therapy, which involved 20 minutes of blue light each morning for her abnormal cells and 20 minutes of red light at night for her inflammation, worked beautifully. Months after she was done with treatment for the spot, she still uses her LED device religiously because it so improved the overall quality of her skin. "You notice the difference immediately," she says. "It shrinks the pores and tightens up the skin. I saw my old dermatologist in California and she was like, 'Look at you, what are you doing? You look great.'" Therapies using LED lights have surged in popularity recently, partly because the full-body machines found in medical spas have been reproduced in smaller sizes for home use. But what makes LED light therapies especially alluring is the accessible concept. Different colored lights serve different purposes, combined with a soothing sense that you're sitting in a sunny window. There are all the skin benefits, building collagen and improving acne and sun damage, reducing redness and hyperpigmentation, but there are so many different utilizations, says Marmer. "We know they have great impact on insomnia and circadian rhythms, seasonal affective disorder, and calming heart rates. It gives you this radiance, all kinds of healing." Marmer is just one of many experts breaking new ground in the realm of medical lasers. Another leader in this field, whom we introduced in the pain-free chapter, is Dr. Antonio Casalini, an electrical engineer and inventor whose lasers have helped me and many of my professional athlete friends and clients. The impact has been priceless to me and them. He used to design medical lasers for corporations, for medical doctors, and for veterinarians. In fact, one of the most renowned lasers in these types of practices is the Thor laser, and after designing lasers for corporations, Dr. Casolini built increasingly complex and effective models of the Thor for 904 Laser, his group practice in Orange County, California, which specializes in anti-aging treatments and pain management. Most lasers have 1 to 4 waves. Dr. Casolini's have 9 to 17 synchronized waves with varying levels of power. They have built-in ionizers to pump your blood with fresh, pure oxygen. They even have timers in case you get so relaxed that you fall asleep. Some of his clients, including professional athletes, buy their own bespoke lasers to use at home. Our lasers give you multi-waves, meaning they're multi-purpose, says Dr. Casolini. So you can work on pain treatment, scar tissue, anti-aging, all in one unit, because each wave gives you a different power. Having bought several of Dr. Casolini's lasers for me and my wife, Sage, and having invested in his company, here's what I can tell you. It's crazy how many different things they can accomplish. They can accelerate the healing of wounds, relieve pain, combat inflammation and swelling, and reduce tension. On lower cosmetic settings, they can also repair scars and hyperpigmentation, smooth the surface of the skin, and reverse some effects of sun damage. There are all kinds of studies that show this. Imagine looking in the mirror, seeing a new wrinkle or discolored patch, and being able to do something about it on the spot. They also work wonders after a grueling day on stage. I only wish this technology had existed back when I played football. Freeze your fat? The shoe that fits one person pinches another. There is no recipe for living that suits all cases. Carl Jung. One of the best examples of this trend toward low-key interventions involves the freezing of stubborn pockets of body fat, which tend to accumulate in hard-to-exercise areas once we reach middle age. We're talking here about your thighs, your back, your love handles, or possibly under your chin. Some people used to go under the knife to get rid of this excess fat, but today's treatments require no incisions or anesthesia, no collateral damage of bruising or scarring. Instead, you've probably heard of a non-invasive technology called cool sculpting, which will weaken your fat storage cells by exposing them to extreme cold. The fat cells die, and your body then naturally eliminates the waste through the urine. How cool is that? And would you care to guess how cool sculpting was discovered? By 2 Boston doctors who noticed that kids lost dimples of fat inside their cheeks from eating popsicles. Incredible, but true. Other devices with macho names like Thermage and Vanquish take the opposite approach, using radio frequency waves to heat and kill fat by melting it. One high-end device, Exilis Ultra, works its cosmetic wonders by combining radio frequency waves with ultrasound waves to melt unwanted fat while also tightening the stretched-out skin that's left behind. The device uses a layering effect, delivering energy to varying depths from the superficial layer to deep tissue. Again, these treatments are much less intrusive than surgery. If treated by a skilled professional, patients typically come away with nothing more unpleasant than temporary swelling or redness. Crazy, isn't it? If you were writing a sci-fi novel, this is the type of technology that you'd dream up in your fertile imagination, and your readers might think it was too far-fetched. No pain, no surgery, no recovery time. Just something you can do effortlessly during your lunch break. Personalized products designed specifically for you. Always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else. Margaret Mead. There's one last trend that I want to mention here because it will transform the products you use over the next few years. We're now hurtling full speed into an era of mass personalization. What does that mean? It means that companies will increasingly create customized products that are tailored to suit the idiosyncrasies of your body, your lifestyle, and your environment. Instead of taking a one-size-fits-all approach, They're already fine-tuning products to take into account everything from the bacteria on your face, your microbiome, to the humidity in your hometown. Consider a leading-edge brand like SkinCeuticals. It now offers a personalized product called Custom DOSE, which Time magazine named a top 100 innovation of 2019. In case you're wondering, DOSE stands for Diagnostic Optimization Serum Experience. The experience begins with a consultation in which a skin specialist assesses your needs with the help of a patented diagnostic tool. Then, in less than 10 minutes, you watch in wonder while an elegantly designed compounding machine mixes and dispenses a corrective serum exclusively for you, blending the ingredients after considering more than 250 possible combinations of skin traits. The process is said to involve more than 2,000 algorithms. L'Oreal, which owns SkinCeuticals, is a driving force in beauty research, and its technology incubator is responsible for some of the industry's most intriguing advances. At the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show, L'Oreal launched Perso, a smart device that cooks up customized skincare products in your own home. The process starts with you taking a photograph of your face. The Perso app then uses artificial intelligence to analyze the condition of your skin. The app also considers environmental factors like local weather conditions, UV radiation levels, and pollution. Once you've inputted some additional details about your skincare goals, the device dispenses a single-dose formula on the spot based on your needs on that specific day. For the cosmetics industry, one attraction of AI is that it can be used to analyze mind-bending quantities of data in order to provide customized product recommendations. Take a company like Proven Skincare, which won the MIT Artificial Intelligence Award in 2018. The business was founded by Ming Zhao, a high-flying private equity executive who was worried that the effects of exhaustion were starting to show on her skin, and Amy Yuan, a data scientist with a PhD in computational physics. With the help of machine learning and AI algorithms, Zhao and Yuan analyzed more than 20,000 skincare ingredients, 100,000 products, 4,000 scientific journal articles, and millions of consumer reviews to figure out how various ingredients affect different people. That mountain of information is stored within their Skin Genome Project, which is nothing less than the world's most comprehensive skincare database. How do they mine that vast treasure trove of data? The company's customers take a skin genome quiz, which enables Proven to construct a detailed profile of their skin, incorporating about 45 factors ranging from age and ethnicity to environment and diet. AI then makes it possible for the company to trawl through its enormous database at warp speed and recommend skincare products that are personalized to suit that customer's specific profile. There are many other players in the personalization game, and each one is going at it a little differently. Some track your zip code to gauge the hardness of your water. Some use sensors and biometric data to track your hydration and sunscreen needs. One company, LifeNome, can even help consumers choose the right beauty products based on their DNA. Ali Mostashari, one of LifeNome's founders, remarks, "There's a lot you can tell from the blueprint of a person's DNA about how their aging will be impacted by their environment and their habits." LifeNome's technology is seriously sophisticated, but the underlying principle is simple. You and I are different, so why should we expect the exact same product to work equally well for both of us? Wouldn't it be smarter to buy products designed specifically for you, based on your genetic makeup, where you live, and how you live? Nonetheless, says Mostashari, most people try to follow the same recipes that work for other people, and that's actually disastrous. Finally, there's one other groundbreaking company in this field that I want you to know about because it's driving the science of skin rejuvenation in a new and hugely promising direction. Its name is One Skin Technologies, and it was co-founded in 2016 by a pioneering team of four female PhDs. They include CEO Carolina Reese Oliveira, an expert in stem cell biology, and Chief Science Officer Alessandra Zanari, an expert in skin regeneration. who dazzled the audience at a recent event hosted by Peter Diamandis on the science of longevity. The trailblazing scientists at OneSkin are obsessed with the biology of aging. Based on this fundamental knowledge, they believe that they can reduce the molecular age of your skin cells. To put it another way, their mission is to revitalize your skin from the inside and extend your skin span, the period in which your skin remains healthy and youthful. How? We're targeting what we believe is the root cause of skin aging, says Dr. Rhys Oliveira. As she explains, the chief culprits are senescent cells, which are damaged cells that build up in the body, contributing to aging and age-related disease. As senescent cells accumulate in our skin, they create wrinkles and sagging, produce inflammation, and also make us more susceptible to skin cancer. So OneSkin set out to kill them. The company developed a powerful screening mechanism that made it possible to evaluate about 1,000 small peptides to see if any of them would eliminate senescent cells. They hit the jackpot, discovering one highly effective small peptide that they christened OS01. OneSkin's experiments have shown that this proprietary peptide can significantly decrease the level of senescent cells, reducing the age of the skin by several years at a molecular level. This discovery led the company to release its first product toward the end of 2020. It's a topical supplement containing OS01. You apply it to your face, neck, and hands twice a day like a moisturizer after cleansing your skin. Unlike most skin treatments, OneSkin's product is not a superficial short-term fix, though it certainly makes your skin look great. Rather, it's designed to reduce the accumulation of aged cells, repair damage, and improve the overall cell function of your skin. In short, it's all about long-term restoration and rejuvenation. As I hope you can see by now, the beauty of beauty today is that your options are endless. If you want to enhance or revitalize some aspect of your appearance, almost anything is possible. But believe me, I'm not suggesting that you need to do anything at all. For many people, smile lines, crow's feet, and other visible signs of aging are badges of honor, representing a lifetime of experience. Wear them with pride. Andre Agassi, for one, ultimately decided to embrace his baldness, shaving his head completely at the grand old age of 25. Looking back many years later, he declared, "When I did that, I never felt freer in my life." But if you don't want to go quietly into that good night, the decision is yours. The technology is now available for you to choose how you want to look and how you want to age, regardless of your birth date. Isn't it empowering to know that so many effective and painless solutions are available to you right now? So check out some of the companies we've discussed, research a few of their most innovative treatments and therapies, and then decide for yourself whether it's time to reverse time by revitalizing the very cells of your magnificent body. Now, before we finish this third section of the book, we have one final chapter specifically written on women's longevity and reproductive health. As I'm not the expert in this field, I asked Dr. Jennifer Garrison, Ph.D., founder of the Global Consortium for Reproductive Longevity and Equality, and assistant professor of cellular molecular pharmacology at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine, along with Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, M.D., who has been a practicing OBGYN for nearly 30 years and is a specialist in the field. While this chapter is designed for women, if you're a man and you want a deeper understanding and appreciation for the feminine cycle of life and the unique challenges and opportunities in women's reproductive health, you might find the chapter interesting. Then we'll move on to section 4, tackling the top 6 killers, and reveal the latest breakthroughs in prevention and combating the big 6, heart disease, cancer, strokes, autoimmune disease, obesity and diabetes, and Alzheimer's. With that, let's continue our journey.